2 years after becoming the youngest person ever elected to Halton Hills Council, Joseph Rochinski is looking to switch political gears. The Ward 2 councillor has been chosen as the Progressive Conservative candidate for Wellington-Halton Hills in the February 27 provincial election. Rochinski said he had been approached by a number of people asking him to pursue the nomination, and now after being confirmed as the candidate, he's looking forward to the challenge. I got into politics because I wanted to serve the people and I'm looking forward to serving them in this new way, he said Tuesday morning. Prior to being elected to Halton Hills Council at the age of 20, Rochinski worked in MPP Parm Gill's office. He said this experience paired with his time on council would serve him well if elected. I think both on council and the work I've done before that, the exposure to what government does and how it helps people, and now I have this great opportunity to advocate for the community in this different way and carrying on the advocacy that our previous candidate Ted Arnott has been doing for so many years. Rochinski said following Arnott, who has served the area as MPP since 1990, but won't be running in this election, as the PC candidate could certainly benefit him, but he's not relying on that to earn a seat at Queen's Park. I think everyone's going to have to make their own choices. That's why we have a democracy and I'm looking forward to earning their support and working hard to earn their support over the next few weeks. Rochinski said his priorities will be growing the economy, building infrastructure and keeping taxes low. He said the threat of tariffs by the United States will require a strong government to protect Ontario and fight for our families and fight for our jobs. He said Monday's $29 million invested in the town of Erin for wastewater connections is the type of project he will continue to advocate for. Rochinski is the secretary for the Georgetown Agricultural Society and currently serves on the board for the Community Foundation of Halton North. He's also part of the Mayor's Watershed Planning Committee and the Agricultural Roundtable. Asked how he'd balance the protection of agricultural land and the need for housing, he said, "That's the million-dollar question and I'm looking forward to working with all my municipal colleagues and the five municipalities in the riding, if I get elected, to find that balance, and I can assure you that I will be listening very closely to what my municipal colleagues have to say."